91X News.
It's minus three and sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Dylan O'Hagan. It's smooth sailing on Highway 401 today between Quinte West and Brighton. Both east and westbound lanes are now fully reopened after 24 hours after an incident early yesterday morning. A 50-vehicle collision eastbound between County Road 30 and Woola Road closed Highway 401 at 12:08 Wednesday morning. Five people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. A Toronto jury will continue to deliberate the fate of one of two men on trial on terror charges today. The jury has decided the fate of one of two men accused in an alleged terror plot to derail a Via Rail passenger train, but could not reach a decision on his co-accused. Raheed Jasser and Shoaib Ezzeghaier are accused of plotting to derail a passenger train. The 12 members panel did not reveal yesterday which of the two men they were disagreeing on, nor did they hint at which of the nine terror-related charges was causing their deadlock. The accused were arrested in 2013 following an extensive investigation into the alleged plot to kill scores of people by derailing a train traveling between Canada and the U.S. Both are charged with counts of conspiracy and two counts of participating in or contributing to a terrorist group. Ontario's minimum wage is going up again this October, making it the second highest rate in the country. Starting October 1st, Ontario's minimum wage will increase from $11 to $11.25 an hour. The Liberal government enacted legislation in the fall that tied minimum wage to inflation, so every year the new rate will be announced by April 1st to take effect that October. This also means a raise for Ontario students and bartenders. Ontario's student wage will raise to $10.55 an hour, while for bartenders it will go up to $9.80 an hour. The Ministry of Labour says this is the ninth minimum wage increase since the Liberals took power in 2003. The Supreme Court of Canada has ruled that Quebec infringed on the religious freedom of a Catholic high school in Montreal by requiring it to teach the province's ethics and religious culture program. Canadian Press reporter Mike Blanchfield has the story.
A vocal minority led by Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin wrote that they didn't think the majority struck the right balance between protecting freedom of religion and the need to follow the law. But the ruling does grant the appeal by Jesuit-run Loyola High School, which wants to be allowed to use its own course to teach the province's ethics and religious culture program from a Catholic perspective.
The school can now reapply to Quebec's Education Ministry for an exemption to teach the ERC program, and that decision must be guided by today's ruling. Sky gazers are in for a real treat this Friday, as a solar eclipse and supermoon will mark the first day of spring. March 20th is the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and this year will be accompanied by two other celestial events. The first is a solar eclipse, which is a rare event by itself. In 5,000 years, only 20,000 solar eclipses will happen, NASA estimates. The supermoon comes because the moon is closer to the Earth than during other parts of the year, making the moon look bigger. The country's broadcast regulation is coming out with new rules today that will require cable and satellite companies to offer customers basic channels packages. The cost of the so-called skinny basic package is to be capped at $25. The Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission is to announce details of the decision later today. The Harper government has pushed the regulator to allow for a so-called pick-and-pay system that would allow consumers to choose and pay only for the individual channels they want. However, the RCTC hinted late last summer that it would be open to pick-and-pay option built on the top of a lighter mandatory service than that what is currently being offered widely in the industry. Ontario Provincial Police say the identities of three people found dead at the site of a small plane crash about 75 kilometers south of Sudbury, Ontario, have not yet been confirmed. Police say Joint Rescue Coordinating Center based in CFB Trenton found debris from the Piper aircraft on Wednesday morning in rugged terrain near the mouth of the French and Pickerel Rivers in French River Provincial Park. A member of the OPP emergency response team was airlifted to the crash site by a Canadian Coast Guard helicopter and determined it was a plane from which had been reported in distress on Tuesday afternoon. The aircraft, with a pilot and two passengers on board, had reported having engine problems, but radio contact was lost while the plane about 20 kilometers south of Sudbury. Police say a temporary command post has been set up about 25 kilometers west of Henvey Inlet First Nation. OPP say it will be used as a base to facilitate the flying in of police officers and investigators from the Transport Safety Board and the regional coroner. That's CUNA News on 91X to 1203. Sports is next.
Five spaces. That means you land on Boardwalk. You owe me $1,000, Jack.
Yarr! That be only plunder, ye scallywag! Yarr!
Why do we keep inviting him to our game nights?
If you don't want to play with guys like him, head on over to Scallywag Toys, 302 Front Street, Belleville. Buy and play board games, magic cards, Dungeons & Dragons, and Warhammer. For more info on games nights, visit scallywagtoys.ca.
Yarr! Walk the board!
Don't you mean plank?
In sports, the Belleville Bulls took down their East Division rivals, the Oshawa Generals, at the Yardman Arena last night for potentially the last time. The Bulls won 4-3 in a shootout to break a five-game losing streak. The Bulls' record improved to 26-32-8. Canadian curler Jennifer Jones will get a day off at the World Women's Curling Championship after finishing round-robin play in second place. Jones beat Japan 8-5 today to finish the round robin at 9-2. Canada and Switzerland will play in Page playoff 1-2 game on Saturday. The winner advances to Sunday's gold medal game. There are six Canadian teams playing at home tonight and 10 games in total. The Ottawa Senators and Andrew Hammond continue their playoff push tonight against visiting the Boston Bruins. The Sens are 4 points behind Boston in the race for second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference standings. Montreal welcomes Carolina, and Toronto is home to San Jose. Winnipeg hosts St. Louis, while the Flyers travel to Calgary, and Columbus is at Vancouver. The National College Athletics Association March Madness Basketball Bracket Tournament tips off today with 16 games on tap. There are 16 U.S. men's college basketball games, while 16 tomorrow. A few play-in games have already been completed, but the single elimination tournament begins this afternoon. Unbeaten Kentucky holds the number one seed this year and is one of the favorites. Toronto Raptors guard Kyle Lowry will be reevaluated today after suffering a bruised back in last night's win over Minnesota. Lowry left the game midway through the third quarter and did not return. There's a light schedule of games tonight in the NBA. The Pelicans and Suns are squaring off in Phoenix in a game of teams vying for the final playoff berth in the Western Conference. Houston can gain ground on Memphis in the Southwest Division with a win tonight against Denver. The Rockets are just 1.5 games back behind the Grizzlies in a divisional race, while the New York Knicks take on the Timberwolves, the Lakers host the Utah Jazz. Blue Jays pitcher Aaron Sanchez will be a starter in Toronto, says Blue Jays manager John Gibbon. This would be Sanchez's first year as a starting pitcher after coming to Toronto's lineup last year as a reliever late in the season. That leaves four of the Jays' five starting spots taken and 2.5 weeks remaining until opening day. Sanchez will remain the fourth start of the spring Thursday afternoon against the Boston Red Sox. QNET News. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNETNewsDesk@gmail.com. Your forecast for Belleville today, it's sunny with a high of 0. Increasing cloudiness this evening, low of minus 5. Friday, it'll be mainly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries in the morning, high of plus 4. On Saturday, we'll have flurries or rain showers and a low of minus 0 Sunday. At 12:07, it's minus 3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Dylan O'Hagan. News on 91X is next at 1.